This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of jobs, by the way, Friday morning brings us the November unemployment report. More now, actually, about jobs, because we told you the other day about how some states have been overpaying unemployment benefits and are asking people to pay that money back. Turns out some states have also been underpaying people who are on pandemic unemployment assistance. That's the program for freelancers and gig workers. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on a report from the Government Accountability Office.
Pandemic unemployment assistance is a new program, and when it was created back in March, state unemployment offices had to scramble to get it up and running. Because of that, Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation says,
in the beginning, everyone was getting the minimum benefit because states were moving this out very quickly, and they wanted to get the benefit in people's hands.
The idea was that states would eventually go back, look at people's tax returns or other proof of income to calculate how much they should actually be getting, and then adjust their benefits accordingly. But in a lot of cases, Stettner says,
many workers have not gotten their benefits readjusted, even if they have successfully sent in their tax returns.
A majority of states have been paying people the minimum benefit instead of the actual amount they're eligible for, according to the GAO. How much people are being underpaid varies by state. Ann Paxton is with the Unemployment Law Project in Washington State.
In many states with decent benefit amounts, people are being underpaid by hundreds of dollars.
Every month. Some states are starting to go back and recalculate benefits, says Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project.
Hopefully, what that means is that this month, as benefits may be winding down, at least some people will get some notification that they get a lot of back pay.
But she says people who are on PUA should be proactive and ask their state to recalculate their benefit and not assume it will happen automatically. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.